We are going to get through this. This is going to come to an end. And if you're preparing yourself now and getting all this stuff out of the way, when it does come to an end, you're going to be that much more ahead when everything gets back to the way it was before. I'm super excited for today's episode because we're going to be talking about social media and the importance of being active on social media, especially in times like now where everybody needs to stay connected, talking about a bunch of different things. But before we jump into that, I want to get your background. I want to know, how did you get started in all this, and get some background on you.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, Chris. Let's see, I was born in Sarasota, Florida on January 1st as a wee little bit. I won't go that far back. I worked for GM out of college, and we were teaching car dealers about the internet. And we were doing this sort of road show. And I learned very quickly that when you talk about technology or anything different and new to people, but if you don't do it in a engaging and layman's term kind of way, you'll lose them. And so ever since then, that was back in 2000, I've been teaching technology. And at the time it was internet, it was websites and then marketing and now social media, digital marketing. And I wrote a couple books, one called eBootcamp, another one called Social Media Overload. Got a third one in the works that I hope to get done here sooner than later. I own an agency called Impact Social Media, and we do the social media marketing for other businesses. And I'm normally speaking about 30 or 40 times a year, but right now I'm not speaking face to face at all because we're in a crisis that we're in right now.
How are you handling that? Because I know a lot of events, kind of shut down, and a lot of us speakers. I do a lot of speaking as well. So how are you kind of navigating that?
A lot of alcohol, a lot of tears. It's been hard, man. I mean, it has been, and I'm not saying it hasn't been hard for anybody else too, because gosh, we're all facing this together, and I don't know of an industry that's not being impacted by it. But yeah, I mean, we started seeing this happen about 6, 8 weeks ago, and there started to be hints of things being canceled or delayed, and then there were events that were trying so hard to do it. So, I was supposed to go to Alaska 3 days before it was canceled, stuff like that. It was just sort of so the speaking industry all dried up, and so for all of us, we're scrambling a little bit in that area. I was lucky enough to have the other side of my business, which is the agency, and that's kept my team and my family and everybody, moving. And so I've always been a advocate from a entrepreneurial standpoint, if you will, to have multiple streams of income in case one dries up. And this is a perfect example where one dried up.
That's a good point too. Talking about, 'cause we have a lot of folks that follow the show that are entrepreneurs or business owners, and the streams of multiple income, right? It's like, that's the, if you're an entrepreneur, or even if you own a business, right? You want to have different sectors of money coming in, right? Because if one specific sector dries up, right, or something changes in the marketplace, or it's that product can no longer be relevant, it's important to have another line of income. So maybe another product that's a little bit that's different from the rest, and or if you're an entrepreneur, having businesses and other streams of income in a crisis like this, because you never know what could possibly happen.
Yeah, I mean it's been really interesting to get people, so many people sort of, I guess, drag their feet a little bit from the digital. There was these technologies that we've had for many, many years, and certain industries have just decided not to use it for whatever reason, and now they're stuck, and now they're trying to scramble to figure it out. So, if any silver lining to this crisis is that we're finally going to tap into technology in the way that we should have been probably all along, creating digital programs, being able to connect with each other in a virtual way, because not to sound like a Debbie Downer, but in the next 10, 15, 20 years, yeah, this could happen again. And hopefully we'll be more prepared next time.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny because I talk about this a lot, is a lot of times crises, like, they force us to innovate. They force us to come up with different solutions. We've had we've had conferencing for a long time right now. Like people, we had Skype and all that other stuff for a long time right now. And it's funny, like people are just realizing this now, like they're using it more, where I think now it's going to become more and more commonplace. Like I'm looking forward to what's going to happen when everything goes back to the way it was before. I think more people are going to stay, hey, you know, this at home work, you know, working from home thing is actually working for my business. Maybe I should do that. I'm saving on, you know, overhead and all this other stuff. Like there's a lot, and the some employees enjoy it because now it's like they have the freedom to work. They're at home. They can take care of their kids, and they can also get the business, the job done. It's not as scary as maybe some old school, you know, business owners would think it is. It's a little bit more commonplace.
Absolutely. You know, I think that I've been working from home, as I was saying to you before we started this, for 10 years, and either home or Starbucks. And I can't go to my Starbucks, which has been quite painful. But so, yeah, I mean, there's pluses and minuses like there is to anything. But when I get in stuck in that Atlanta traffic that you know so well, every once in a while, for whatever reason, I have to, I think to myself, man, all of the wasted time on that commute that could be used as productivity if you didn't have that commute, you know. I think a lot of people are going to see that, you know, after this is all over.
Yeah, and you know, and sales too. That's a big thing that I get right now is, you know, there's a lot of sales reps out there. It's like, how do I sell? And I'm like, what are you talking about? You're even more efficient. Think about it. You are an outside sales driving to see people, right? How many people, like, you, if in this Atlanta traffic, you can only see so many people when you're driving. But with this, like, literally, you can schedule your calendar out with a little link, send them a link to a video conference, and schedule your calendar out and book out your day, because obviously the more people you're able to get in front of, the higher chances you're going to close something, right? And you don't have that windshield time, is what I usually call it, you know? So it's making you more efficient.
Yeah. And another thing that you and I talked a little bit about as we jumped on the call was culture, you know, and I think part of the downside to working from home is keeping your company culture the same way it would be as if you were face to face. And so we've had to overcome some of those obstacles over the years. We don't see each other but twice a year because we're spread out all over the country, actually all over the world. We have a couple of people in Canada and a couple of part-timers in different parts of the world. And so you have to put things in place to make sure that the culture is healthy. And you have to have lots of Zoom meetings as together and try to do things, even if you're not face-to-face, in a way that still gives you that that bonding, that rapport that you lose when you're not physically in an office together. And so I've been sharing a lot of that over the last few weeks about what our team has done over the years to stay connected and bonded, even though we don't live the same state.
Yeah. You know, it's really cool to see, you know, that, you know, you built the company in such a way that your people are already used to, you know, conferencing in, you know, and so in a situation like this, it probably wasn't too much change inside, you know, people getting used to working from home because they've already been doing it. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah. Yeah. And so just a couple of things for your listeners to think about as if they're navigating this right now. There might be a couple of either you're on the employee side or the employer side of having to be in this different world of now virtual versus face to face. You know, we do lots of meetings together, not over so much that we can't get work done, but at least a couple times a week. We try to do it face to face. I mean, sometimes it doesn't allow, and it is hard because you kind of have to put yourself together and sometimes you don't feel like doing that, but being able to do this, look each other in the eye, see expressions on the face is very important. We're working out together. So we're doing that twice a week in the mornings. We're doing these band workouts, not instrument bands, but like the stretchy bands.
All right.
And we have one of our team members leading that, and that's been great. We do social hours, happy hours. We've been doing that for a long time.
Through Skype or this in person?
Virtually. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're sipping on a margarita or a bourbon or whatever the case may be. No work is discussed. Just chatting and hanging out and just spending time together and learning about each other. The spouses are welcome to join. And it's just a way to create connection, which we all need.
That's super cool. That's really cool. So kind of diving into the meat and potatoes of kind of like what we're going to talk about is like, let's talk about social media. Let's talk about, maybe some of the do's and don'ts people, you know, need to know on social media. And I want to get some of your thoughts on that.
Yeah. So what, you know, you and I, we had this scheduled for a while, and I mentioned to you that, you know, especially, you know, you'll get this out fairly quickly, but like, nobody wants to know about like, how to, you know, do the normal things you would do on social media today, because this is not normal days. So for me to come out and just tell you, you know, LinkedIn sales strategies and how to get the best open rates on your email and things of that nature is just not advisable in this world that we're living in right now.
Especially now.
But these are do's and don'ts for when you're in crisis, you know. And so I'll give you a couple. We'll kind of bounce back and forth a little bit. But one big don't is don't overly sell right now. You know, I mean, we're all seeing it right now. We're seeing it done the wrong way, where people are just pushing stuff on us and we're scared. You asked me about the speaking. I'm scared. I don't know what's going on. And to feel like somebody's just coming over here with their little trench coat selling watches and stuff is just, it's just bad taste in your
mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's just not cool. So I think right now, you know, to have that mindset of serving and helping and supporting, it doesn't mean that you can't make money. It means that we come from a place of, you know, so I'll give you a couple examples. I belong to a jiu-jitsu school here in Atlanta. And what they did, which I thought was super smart, one of the jiu-jitsu academies, is they gave away 30 days of their normal premium content rate. So what is that? Well, that gives us something to do while we're all stuck at home, which is really cool of them to do. And because we're all dying over here with anything you do, working out, whatever, nobody can do it outside. We have to all figure it out at home. So that was super nice. What does it do for them? Well, it gets huge exposure to a whole different audience of people that probably gave them their email address to log in to be able to get this access. And then down the road, we can become customers, right? So it can be a win-win. But I do believe that they were trying to serve first and help. And they'll probably make money down the road.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing is provide. I always talk about that. If you're pushing content, especially on social media, you got to provide value, and pushing value, not pushing a product. Nobody wants to be sold. You know, when you walk in, and I hate to pick on the retail. You know, when you're walking to a retail shop, but it is classic. It's like when you walk in, hey, can I help you with anything? No, everybody's the same thing. That's why a lot of people are fearful walking on a car dealership lot. You know, it's the classic, you know, you're going to get attacked by somebody. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be sold. The two things that you need to do if you're going to leverage social media in a sales capacity is either educate or entertain. And that's it.
Spot on. You're absolutely right. And I've been advising our clients and anybody who listens and watches my content to wake up every morning and ask yourself, how can I help? How can I help? How can I be of service today? And that's it, you know, and just do the best you can with that. And the other side of that, and just to give people an example, so you can be thinking about this with your business and whatever industry that you're in, is there's freemium content and then there's premium content. So I'll use myself as an example. I may go online and I may share an hour's worth of content with whomever is willing to listen to me and give value, just like we're trying to do now. No charge, no strings attached, whatever the case may be. But what I'll say at the end is, and this is always the case, that there are individuals or companies who will want to dive deeper. Hey, Corey, can you help us create a digital plan to get through this crisis? Sure, I can. And they know there's going to be a charge for that. So there's a way to do it where you are helping and supporting and building that trust and partnership. And then people know that there's deeper ways to work with them for a cost. And I think that's the right way of doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole serve first, I mean, it's also, and I talk a lot in previous episodes about servant leadership, which is something that, you know, that I firmly believe in and helping others get to where they want to go,
yes.
You know, and it's like, you know, some people are like, well, you know, they're taking advantage. I mean, they're not taking advantage. It's like they got you. No, they didn't get you. You know, it's like, you just provide. It doesn't mean you have to continue to work with that person if they are just taking advantage of you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, provide value first. Because over the long term, you know, people are going to want to work with people that they generally enjoy doing business with on a day-to-day basis. And if you've provided so much value, you know, either they might buy from you, they might not, but they might refer somebody else that would buy from you just because you've provided them such a great service.
That's right.
And I think when you do that, it comes back. It will.
You heard me talk about that, you know, that the Jiu-Jitsu Academy, and everybody probably has that story over the last 2 weeks of somebody who's just been a real resource to them through this. And it could be picking the right, you know, food to, you know, to be growing out of your garden because you can't get to the grocery store. I had a, you know, I saw a auto care clinic. Somebody sent this to me from Michigan, who's showing you what to wipe down in your cars to protect yourself, you know, from catching the virus and things of that nature, just trying to be helpful. A couple other things that were just off the top of my head on some of these do's and don'ts. Auto-populate scheduled posts at a time like this. So it's a huge thing that we have to be super careful with. A lot of us, and I, there are pluses and minuses to it, and I get why people do it. But during a time of crisis, turn every auto thing you've got going on off.
Yep. Most times it's probably going to be irrelevant.
That's right. And it's going to look insensitive and like you just don't know what's happening and like everything's not business as usual. So if you're going to communicate with your audience, you better look like and act like you know what's going on today. We are in week 3 of the coronavirus, you know, that we've all been living in isolation right now. And let's talk about that. So that's one thing, turn auto off. One thing you should do that it's an easy thing to do is engage with people's content. I always tell people to do is one day for 15, 20 minutes, go out on social and simply just engage with other people's content. Jump into live streams, like somebody's page, share some content, write a review of a client or a customer or whatever the case may be. But we're all looking for engagement on social and we're looking for connection. And an easy thing that you can do, Chris, and I can do is simply go out on social and engage, and it drops a little bit of kindness or good karma into their digital bank account, and they'll provide that back to you someday down the road.
When somebody's putting out content, right, and they're getting engagement, and somebody is commenting on their post, and they're not responding back, like that person had the audacity, you know, to not. Yeah, it's like it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Like if somebody's engaging with your posts, you know, give them a comment, give them a like, give them a response back, give them a thank you, something, you know, that, I mean, they took time out of their day to actually, you know, reply on your post. And then also with you being engaged, like you've got business, you know, coworkers, you've got, you know, different people that you work with out in the industry, giving them a like, giving them a tag, giving them a thumbs up, something, you know. Yeah. And that's how social media works is, you know, it when you're active on it, your content is going to be shown more. It's going to be out there in front of people more.
Yeah. I mean, you're spot on. I think you and I have kind of hit on two critical points here. One is to go out and engage in other people's content, so whatever they're posting. But then also when you're getting engagement for your stuff, make sure you acknowledge that engagement. Nobody's going to put a comment or like again if they didn't get, you know, a thank you from you. Another thing to do too is a lot of folks are testing out live right now, Chris, as you know, with Facebook and Instagram Live, LinkedIn Live, if you apply for it and are able to get it. And the nice thing about live is people can comment and talk to you like a live broadcast. And you want to engage with that. If you see somebody show up to your live video or comment or mention, make sure you respond to them and say thank you for joining or answer their
shout out.
Yeah, shout out. Yes, absolutely. So that's really important as well. So great point.
So where do you see social media going? You know, I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Whew, well, that's a big question. I mean, again, right now, I think what's important for people to do is focus on the platforms that they've invested in the past, you know, so not a time really to do anything super new. What I do advise people to do is it's a great time where a lot of our businesses are on pause, Chris, and, you know, we're able to work in that important, not urgent box that we rarely get to. And so I think it's great to be able to take the business, put it off on the side of the road for a second and work on it. and what you can do from a digital perspective, your website, as an example. What are some website improvements that need to be made that you haven't made in a few years? Making it fully mobile responsive, the right terminology on there, a good opt-in strategy for emails. How about your directories? You know, do some of them lack 4 and 5 star reviews? How about your LinkedIn profile? Do you have good quality recommendations? Are there some fixes on your professional summary you need to make? But do a digital audit of every platform that your business has and make sure you're proud of it. And if you're not, fix it. And if you're not using it and you don't plan to use it in the future, get rid of it.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing right now, because we're getting our time back, right? Because a lot of times, a lot of CEOs, a lot of business owners, like, that's one thing that we all lack is time. And so now that kind of things have slowed a little bit, it's forcing us to now focus on some of these things that needed attention before that we didn't. We just came up with another product within 2 days, and like, wow, we came up with this quick. I was like, because we had the time. You know, we were so busy before. We had so many clients. We had so many different things going on that we didn't get a chance to work on our stuff. So I think now, because of everything going on, is forcing a lot of people to take time and look at their website, make sure that they're listed properly on Google Maps and their reviews and all this other stuff, because we are going to get through this. This is going to come to an end, and if you're preparing yourself now and getting all this stuff out of the way, when it does come to an end, you're going to be that much more ahead when everything gets back to the way it was before.
You're once again spot on. When we hit that, we will hit that play button again. We're maybe on pause today, but we will hit that play button again, and we're all going to hope, wish that we did things during that time that were as constructive as possible when we move forward again. And some of the things that you and I just talked about will set people up to get back quicker and more effectively. So yeah, just go look at your stuff online and create a little checklist to do's and fix those and cross them off. You'll be so happy that you did. Yeah, it's great.
So, in kind of wrapping up a little bit, if there was one piece of advice to a business owner in helping them in their social media platform, what would that be?
I think that, let's see, I would say, as you know, where you and I are sitting today recording this, we're in probably week 3 of the coronavirus. And I think none of us know how long this is going to go. So I think not being pessimistic, but preparing for the worst is a good idea. So I think that thinking about what solutions you can provide digitally over the next 3 to 6 months is probably a healthy thing to do for all of us. I have a friend who's a chiropractor, and that's a hands-on business. He has a hard time bringing that online. So he can continue to think about that. But the other aspect of that is figure out what he can do 6 months, even 12 months to make it through this before he can get back to his office. And I think that's all very, very smart to do. That doesn't necessarily answer your question about social media, but I think it's important advice for all of us to be thinking about. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best, that philosophy. And then from a social media standpoint, I would just say, be authentic, be real, be human, connect with people, create a bigger tribe of people. If you have 350 connections on LinkedIn, make it 700. It's a great time to connect more. Everybody's on social. It's a great time to dust off the Facebook Live that you've been wanting to do for so long, or maybe Instagram stories that you haven't done that much because you've been so busy. Maybe you get a little bit of a rhythm with that and you start to understand it more. It's a great thing to sharpen some of your social media tools that you've been waiting to do so long. So I would take this time and use it wisely and become an expert in a few things that will do you well when we can hit that play button in hopefully a few short months.
I love that. And so planning your digital strategy and stop making excuses and start making connections on LinkedIn and Facebook and start taking the time out that you said you didn't have before when you were really busy. Now you got the time. Stop making excuses and connect with everybody.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into the episode. If you guys enjoyed it, show some love, give me a thumbs up, and subscribe. Also, make sure you check out our exclusive C-Level group on Facebook.